Thus, we need to think creatively about the future. Some people, in our discussions with some of the traditional Western environmental leaders, some people act like, well, if we can't do it via democracy, we're doomed, or we should just defend democracy no matter what. This is madness. This is really criminal madness. We need a different frame of reference. The goal is what it's always been in life, the preservation of life, the preservation of the biological foundations of life. Now, don't get us wrong. The biological foundations of life are going to go on for billions of years. But the human species, which has been around for only about 40,000 years, is going to be a casualty of its own suicidal madness. So that's a reality that we're facing. The issue is creative thinking about what's to come. That's where World Future Fund and Underground Web World are unique in our position in the world. And it's probably one of the reasons for the huge success of the website and the enormously high search engine rankings that we have, because we stimulate creative thought. We need to be thinking about how is the world going to make its way through the violence that's coming. That's a very important point. And not just have the attitude, oh, well, we must defend democracy, and if it doesn't work, I guess we should go kill ourselves, which is the traditional environmental point of view. Democracy is not a suicide cult. It's not a political version of Jonestown. And the creators of the American system never saw it as such. In dying political systems, in sick political systems, there's often an attempt to turn the status quo into some kind of religion, to bamboozle the people below to not rebel and just go along with whatever happens. Now, this system simply cannot go on no matter what happens. So that's going to self-destruct no matter what happens, as we mentioned. There can be upheavals from below. One of the interesting phenomenons of our time is the evolution towards totalitarianism from above, such as the legal revolutions put through in America by first Bush and now Obama. In the case of Obama, it's been particularly effective since the American left thinks Obama is just fine, or a good part of it does, or is so scared of the right they don't dare criticism. So when Obama has extended the legal revolutions of Bush towards totalitarianism, they've simply gone along with that. But the main point to understand is the total political structure of the world is already changing. It's already happening. We're not talking about some nightmare scenario that's way off in the future somewhere. It's here now. It's already taking place. But it's done through a mask of smiles. It's done through a mask of nice people on TV. So that's an important point to keep in mind. But getting back to our role, the role of metal, the role of the music, the role of film. Film, music are about 100 years ahead of the political system. Or if things really go downhill, maybe they're only 5 or 10 years, but they're a long ways ahead of the political system. Ideas are discussed in film and music that are virtually heretical in the West. They can be discussed because they're treated as fiction and entertainment and so on. But the blood dripping from the screens will soon be flowing through the streets. These are a portent of the violence to come. And what we need is a creative view of getting ready for the real future. That's the real future. You can say that you'd like to go kill yourself if democracy doesn't work. Well, then I guess you ought to go kill yourself. But other people are going to want to struggle their way through, just as primitive people struggled their way through. The great historian Arnold Toynbee made a very profound comment that nature chastised man with whips, technology chastises man with scorpions. His time remains the same. History has come full circle. The attempt to escape nature has been an exercise in futility and is caused people to be in an even more brutal struggle for survival than they were in the world of nature, which was a very harsh world, by the way, which wasn't the fairy tale, naive, peaceful little world that's portrayed by many environmentalists and New Age idiots. This was a ferocious, bloody world, and if the average environmentalist ever ended up back in the real world of nature, he'd probably have a nervous breakdown or something like that. But the goal is survival, and it's a brutal struggle for survival that's coming. This is something that needs to be creatively discussed, and that's our role, to prepare people for the real future that's coming and to make the right decisions as opposed to the wrong decisions.